KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 24 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high of 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. An elderly male missing from northeast Iowa's Blackhawk County was found early this morning near the scene of an accident in Fremont County. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says they received a call a little after 1 a.m. today about an unidentified 87-year-old male who was reported missing out of Evansdale, Iowa. Deputies were advised the man's phone was tracked to a rural area northeast of Sydney, or about 300 miles from his home. The deputies, along with an aerial drone, the Fremont County K-9 unit, and LifeNet medical helicopter, were called to attempt to locate the man in the area. They found his abandoned vehicle near the intersection of Foot Street and Maple Street in Sydney a little before 4 a.m. The vehicle had left the road and hit a fence before becoming disabled. Deputies searched the area and found the man about one block from the crash scene. He was transported to the Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg by Sydney Rescue for treatment of minor injuries. Officials at the Audubon County Hospital and clinics said Thursday that to protect our patients, families, and healthcare workers during the global outbreak of COVID-19, the temporary visitor restrictions are now being implemented, effective immediately. The visitor restrictions are temporary, they say, and subject to change as necessary. Only primary caregivers will be allowed to visit patients. Primary caregivers must be at least 18 years of age and older and include parents or step-parents, a spouse or significant other, or other defined caregiver. The visitors must be screened by nursing staff before visiting the patient at least once per day. The visitor must be free from illness such as fever, sore throat, cough, diarrhea, vomiting, or runny nose. And visitors must remain in patient rooms as appropriate and limit movement within the facility. Exceptions will be made in certain situations as approved by the patient's care team. All visitors are required to hand wash with soap and water or use alcohol-based hand sanitizer upon entering and exiting a patient's room at the Audubon County Hospitals and Clinics. Officials said also that effective today at 9:30 p.m., the ACMH Fitness Center will be closed to the public until further notice. The Iowa Department of Public Health says it is committed to taking critical steps to ensure long-term care facility residents are protected from communicable diseases, including the novel coronavirus or COVID-19. Because the older adults and those with chronic medical condition are at the highest risk for serious complications from COVID-19, the IDPH encourages long-term care facilities to align their practices with recent guidelines issued by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which limits non-essential visitors to long-term care facilities. In addition, IDPH is requesting that those long-term care facilities report to the department when greater than two staff or residents are ill with respiratory symptoms without another diagnosis. The IDPH further encourages long-term care facility operators to implement additional visitor limitation protocols as deemed necessary to protect the life and safety of their residents. The CMS Guide for Infection Control and Prevention of Coronavirus Disease 2019 is available through a link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In other news, an Iowa judge has ordered a psychological evaluation for a Kansas man who asked a judge to let him engage in a sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney so that he can, quote, rend their souls from their bodies. David Ostrom of Paola, Kansas, said in a January 3rd court filing that his former wife in Harlan and her attorney had destroyed him legally. She subsequently asked the judge to suspend Ostrom's visitation rights and order an evaluation. The judge granted both requests last week. Ostrom told the Des Moines Register that he has an appointment scheduled with a psychologist. United States Attorney Mark Kirkbaum reports that on March the 5th, 52-year-old Gregory Herbert Markham of Carter Lake was sentenced to nearly 151 months, or nearly 12 and a half years, in prison after he pled guilty to transportation with the intent to engage in sexual activity and distribution of child pornography, and 120 months for the distribution of marijuana and cocaine to a person under the age of 21. The sentences will run concurrently or at the same time. Markham's term of imprisonment is to be followed by supervised release for 7 years. Gregory Markham was ordered to pay $1,500 in restitution. The investigation into his activities began in March of last year when a Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Department deputy encountered a suspicious vehicle in the parking lot of a Travel Inn. The driver was arrested, and two females involved in the matter were left at a motel. One of the females contacted Markham for a ride. Markham had picked up the two females, ages 17 and 18, from the Omaha Motel and drove them to his home. Markham had previously transported one of the females from Omaha across the state line to his home for prostitution. He also allowed the females to stay at his home and set up prostitution dates for sex. He also provided them with cocaine and marijuana. Authorities say Markham took pictures of the 17-year-old on his cell phone and distributed the child pornography to a friend. The case was investigated by the Douglas County, Nebraska Sheriff's Department, Omaha's FBI Child Exploitation Task Force Center, Carter Lake Police Department, Council Bluffs PD, and Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa said also that 40-year-old Jason Paul Rodriguez, otherwise known as Chico from Council Bluffs, was sentenced Thursday in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court. He'll serve 30 years for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine and possession with the intent to distribute meth. The prison terms for each conviction will be served concurrently. Rodriguez will serve 10 years of supervised release as well after his prison term ends. Authorities say Rodriguez organized and led a large-scale drug trafficking operation from 2016 until his arrest in April of 2019. Rodriguez and his co-conspirators distributed more than 220 pounds of methamphetamine. Co-defendants Lacey Joe Smalley and Eric Barber have pleaded guilty and will be sentenced at a later date. The conspiracy involved dozens of others, and the investigation is ongoing. Authorities say Rodriguez was arrested April 30th last year following a traffic stop, and a drug dog alerted law enforcement to the presence of about 11 pounds of methamphetamine in the vehicle. $14,933 in cash was also seized. A number of agencies were involved in that investigation. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County on Thursday said 24-year-old Brendan Odell Rutherford Malone of Council Bluffs had been arrested following a traffic stop at around 4:20 a.m. Thursday in Council Bluffs. Malone was taken into custody for theft in the second-degree motor vehicle because the vehicle he was driving had been reported stolen out of Neola on Wednesday. Rutherford Malone is also charged with violation of probation. His bond was set at $5,000. Wednesday night, 44-year-old Kathleen Gerhart of Carson was arrested for domestic abuse assault, second offense, following an investigation into a disturbance in Oakland. Wednesday afternoon, 50-year-old Scott Thomas Appleton was arrested on a Pott County warrant for burglary in a third-degree, first offense, vehicle-related. He was taken into custody after he turned himself into the sheriff's office. And a man wanted on a warrant for sexual abuse in the second degree was arrested Wednesday afternoon after also turning himself into the Pott County Sheriff's Office. 31-year-old Daryl Jacob Cackley of Council Bluffs was being held in the Pott County Jail on that felony warrant. Police in Creston say a woman complained of pain following an accident that occurred Wednesday evening, but she did not require transport to the hospital. Authorities say a car driven by 18-year-old Haley Morgan of Creston was traveling south on Cherry Street at around 6:20 p.m. Wednesday at the same time a pickup driven by 39-year-old David Ayers of Creston was traveling eastbound on Howard. When Ayers pulled out in front of the Morgan vehicle, his pickup was hit on the left front side. Ayers told police that he came to a stop at the controlled intersection and looked both ways before proceeding, but did not see the oncoming Hyundai car due to the vehicles parked near the intersection. Damage to the collision from the collision amounted to $5,000. There were no citations issued. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.